Thanks, John. I was going to commiserate with Mr. Pizzi's half a billion dollar against vote and simply say, don't worry, mine will be a lot higher than that, John. But I've been, I guess, banging my head against the brick wall with Illumina for the last 5 years. In 2003, I came along and basically made the same points you've already heard earlier today, that we are a special company, we only have a handful of employees, we don't do much, we don't have control over much, and therefore we don't need to have five non-executive directors, a CEO, a finance director, a company secretary slash general counsel. And also, I made the point that our directors were paid too much. And that was back in 2003 when the chairman was on $212,000 a year and the individual non-executive directors were on $85,000 a year. I've been making the point successively and I've been continually being ignored by the board. And this year, or last year, the chairman was on $316,000 a year. He's had a pay rise increase of 50% over that period. And the non-executive directors are now on $132,000. They've had a pay rise increase of 54% over that period. Same time, the share price has only gone up 20 to 25%, although there's been a nice dividend flow that's come from there. In terms of the size of the board, I mean, I was at the Iris Market Technology AGM yesterday. They have four non-executive directors and they're now down to three. Last week I was in Perth at the WA News annual meeting. They have four non-executive directors. So the fact that we only have probably 10 employees and we actually have a bigger board than many other companies, I think just demonstrates the point that we are being massively over-serviced for what we require to basically administer our post-box company and negotiate with Alcoa from time to time. So I basically have become exasperated and decided that the only way to really crank up the pressure to get the board to acknowledge some of these points was to stand for election and put the issues out there that way. Now, I appreciate that I'll have Buckley's chance of getting elected, but I would think it would serve a very good purpose to send a message from the floor today that you'd like some action taken on some of these issues. And I'll get clobbered in the proxies, but we can send a message in the show of hands. Now, in terms of the other point about this board, I think the world changed on November 25 last year when John Howard was voted out of office. I mean, John Howard was one of the great climate change deniers, and our company was very much associated with the lobbying around that climate change denial. We were founding members of the Australian Industry Greenhouse Network. We've been mentioned adversely in books by the likes of Clive Hamilton and Guy Pearce. None of our directors were invited to the 2020 summit. John Marley, straight after the election, decided he was out of here. I mean, I think it's probably a good move, given he was so associated with the whole Howard, do nothing, deny, delay approach. If I was him, I'd have got out of there in a flash as well. So I think he's done the right thing in leaving. But I think this board needs to therefore refresh its personnel to get with the program and to appreciate that we now have the Garneau report coming and we actually have to be inside the tent. We are now completely outside the tent. I mean, I had a catch-up last year with a senior Rumby government advisor who was speaking very critically about the fact that this company have been climate change deniers, that they've taken huge subsidies from cheap power, and they go into negotiations with this board and they see the former finance director of WMC as the chairman, they see the former Alcoa guy there, they don't see any personnel change. So I think the board does need to be refreshed to reflect the fact that carbon taxes, carbon trading systems are coming and we need to negotiate and get the best deal we possibly can. And that's where I think I could add some value. As a former press secretary in the Kennett government, as someone who works with media and journalists and politics, I've met Penny Wong, I've met Peter Garrett, I've met John Brumby. I'm actually connected, not in a close way, but I have had dealings with these people that they would talk to me, that I've come across them before, and I actually think that they would see someone who accepts climate change is here and accepts that the whole denial period is gone would add some value to this board. And it would be a sign that we do appreciate there's a new environment. This current board, average age 64, very long service. And for mine, one of the great tragedies of Australia is the fact that so much of our resources dowry has been mismanaged. You know, you can cite the companies, the likes of Rio, Shell, BP, Chevron, Anglo-American, Mitsui, Mitsubishi, Xstrata. They all own well over $10 billion worth of Australian resource assets. There are so few Australian resource companies left. Too often you have this situation. We're just a little minority shareholder. We don't control it. Big American company actually runs the business. Same with Bass Strait, which is run by Exxon. And too many of our directors have been associated, in my view, with that mismanagement of our resources dowry. And I I don't want to speak ill of Mark Rayner, but I was in this room 8 years ago at the last PASMINCO AGM. PASMINCO blew up, a couple of $1 billion, went broke. And I thought to myself, that's the end of Mark's career as a non-executive chairman of a company, because it was major destruction of value. But here we are 8 years later, and he's finally retiring. And I think the message here is that we haven't refreshed our directors' club. Our directors generally have mismanaged Australia's resources dowry. We haven't done well enough. We haven't turned over the talent. And this is basically an old boy Melbourne Mining Club board. Ron McNeely, great job at Worley Parsons, but you know, 40 years BHP. The chairman, 30 years at WMC. Mark Rayner, 30 years aluminium Rio Tinto. Many of them, I think, their days are past. And I think we need to renew the board because of the changed political environment and because of the personnel of our board and the fact that we need a new generation of talent coming through. So I don't say I'm the best guy around. I'm primarily standing to send a message on this whole pay issue. But I think that if you do vote for me today, you will also send a message to the board about this question of board renewal, about getting with the program on climate change and sustainability, and about the excessive $12.6 million a year that we're paying to have our postbox company administered. So by voting for me, by show of hands, I can tell you you won't be risking me getting on the board because proxies will flog me, but you will be sending the board a strong message, and I invite you to do that today. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Mr. Main. Would a shareholder please move that Mr. Main be elected a director of the company? Thank you. Would a shareholder please second that motion? Thank you. The motion is now open for discussion. Does anyone wish to speak to the motion? If there are no questions, we will move to the vote. Before putting this motion to the vote, I will disclose the proxy position for this resolution. Votes where the proxies were directed to vote for the motion are 44,500,542. Votes where proxies were directed to vote against the motion are 664,227,558. Votes where the proxies may exercise discretion on how to vote are 19,316,350. And finally, the number of votes where the proxy was directed to abstain on the motion was 2,517,045. I now put the motion to the vote. All those in favour of the motion, please raise your yellow admittance card with it clearly in view. Against? That motion is carried. So we move to the next item. Sorry, what? Ladies and gentlemen, the motion was carried on a... However, based on the proxy position that I have disclosed, I have reason to believe that the view of the meeting expressed on a poll is likely to be different, and I therefore direct that the matter be considered on a poll. To avoid delaying shareholders longer than need be, the poll on this motion will be conducted after the conclusion of other business. I will now stand the motion over and proceed to the next item of business on the agenda, which is item 4 of your notice of meeting.